So I'm with Steve Chalk, the founder of Oasis, and Oasis learnt today that their application to open a new secondary school in Waterloo and the South Bank has been approved by Michael Gove. Steve, why does Waterloo need a new secondary school?
When I came to live in the Waterloo community, one of the loudest voices I began to hear was, why isn't there a secondary school here? Why isn't there a secondary school here? And then a couple of years ago, as Oasis began to talk to Johanna School about that becoming part of us, I heard that voice even louder, even clearer. A parent said, it's great to have this wonderful primary school, but there aren't enough secondary schools and there's no co-ed. We can't send our boys and our girls, our sons and our daughters there. And for many of the primary schools in the area, what happens is those children, that cohort of year sixes, at the age of 10 and 11, get split up. And 30 young children who know one another and find strength in one another's friendship end up scattered, you know, to endless schools and long bus journeys, etc. So we knew, and the parents told us, they wanted a local school for local people that you can walk to and be proud of.
And it's going to be a free school. Free schools aren't universally popular. Why is a free school the right approach here, and why are Oasis the right people to lead it? Okay.
A free school's the right approach here because at the moment, because of government policies at the moment, the only way of beginning a new school is a free school. There's been a 30-year campaign on and off to get a secondary school in Waterloo. Coyne Street were very involved 10 years ago in trying to drive forward this idea. They tried to do that through the mechanisms available then. It never happened. This is the mechanism that's available now. The school will be called Oasis Academy South Bank. It will run like all our other schools around the country. Oasis runs 16 schools at the moment. So the free school is just the mechanism to get it.
And in the last year, we've seen Michael Gove approve a couple of other applications in North Southwark. This is the first one we've seen in North Lambeth. But those ones in Southwark have foundered because they haven't been able to get suitable buildings in the area. How confident are you that you'll be able to secure suitable premises for your school?
We've been working on that issue as long as we've been putting together the application. We know that that's the next big hurdle for us, but we're a long way down the road on negotiations and discussions around this, so we're pretty confident. Nothing's ever done till it's done, but we're pretty confident that next September 2013, we will be able to open a school for 120 11-year-olds, year sevens, and then with the school will grow year on year.
Just briefly give us an idea of the ethos of the school, because Oasis is a faith-based organisation, you're a minister. What will the ethos of the school be, and how inclusive will it be in this inner London location?
Oasis is absolutely inclusive. We run Johanna. Johanna is actually Oasis Academy Johanna, and it's absolutely inclusive of all faiths and no faith. It doesn't select, and since Oasis has been running the school, it's become even more popular than it was before. Johanna hasn't been this popular for years and years and years and years. All of our schools are utterly inclusive of all faiths, and all faiths both for students and staff. Actually, we don't run faith schools, actually, we run community schools.
And for local families who might be interested in the school, I think you've got a couple of open evenings coming up in the autumn. Give people an idea of how they can find out more and sign up to keep in touch with the plan as it develops.
Yeah, we've just found this good news out. So through these next weeks, as everybody goes away on holiday, we're going to be putting these evenings together. We'll be tweeting and Facebooking about it, but also people can go to oasisuk.org, www.oasisuk.org, or pop into Johanna, or pop into the Oasis Hub Coffee House opposite North Lambeth Tube and get news about these things. We will get all this news out through SE1 as it becomes available, but there'll be a whole number of dates for parents who are thinking about the school, where we'll be talking about the uniform, its colours. We've already decided the name. Oasis Academy South Bank. We'll be talking about the curriculum, and all that will be coming up in September.